This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
We are very excited to welcome in Johnny Holiday, voice of the Terps. Of course, Maryland's got a big game tonight, Sweet 16 against the Florida Gators. Johnny, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time for us.
Well, it's nice to be with you guys. What a pleasure, what an honor on a day that's hopefully going to make some basketball history for our Terrapins.
We're hoping so, sir.
I know.
Let's start with how we got here, because whatever happens tonight, I think it's worth pointing out what a great run this has been for Maryland. And, you know, there were a lot of, let's be real, tough losses this season when, I mean, the last two losses have been buzzer beaters. One in the Big Ten tournament to Michigan, one at home in the regular season to Michigan State. Finally, Maryland's on the right side of a buzzer beater last week against Colorado State. What was it like to be there? What was the energy like with that team after that Derrick Queen shot?
Well, you know, JP, I was thinking the last couple of seconds after that kid from Colorado State buried a three, I think like with 9 seconds to play, 10 seconds to play, I'm thinking to myself, here we go again. How many more of these last-second shots are we going to lose in a game? It's all I could think about. And how hard these guys have worked to get to where they are today. And I had no idea it was going to be Derrick Queen taking that last shot. I thought maybe Rodney Rice, who's an outstanding three-point shooter, or Kobe Gillespie, who's also a tremendous three-point shooter, one of those guys either take the shot or drive to the rim and get fouled and hit the foul shots and win the game by one. But I don't think anybody imagined that Queen was going to get it. Of course, the story is in that timeout, Willard says, who wants the ball? And Derrick says, I want the beep, beep ball. And he got it. And the rest is history. But just a tremendous, tremendous game. Now, you forget about that, and you got the biggest game in the history of Maryland basketball over the last 10 years. When you look back to the last time we've been in the Sweet 16, it's going to be a monumental climb up the hill because Florida is number one for a reason as the top seed. But I think these guys match up pretty good with them. And I wouldn't bet against Maryland tonight. I think the guys are blocking out all the other stuff that's going on, just concentrating on this game, and they deserve to be focused on it, and they deserve to enjoy it and you know, make history with Maryland basketball, really.
That could have been, I think, Derrick Queen has this coming out party right there because, like, that shot, like you said, you thought other people would take it, but to ask for the ball and get it, and then complete it, that will go. People will remember that moment for the rest of his career.
I'd like to see him go one-on-one with you, B-Mitch.
Oh, but see, I'm not trying to stop him from going to the hole. He's going to have to tackle me. He's 6'10". I can't do that with him. I got to go for his knees.
You got to give him a head fake, drive to the hoop, and hope for the best. Hope he doesn't put the ball down your throat.
Johnny, you said you like this matchup for the Terps. What is it specifically? You know, Florida's been really good. Their guards can really score. But I'm kind of with you. I think if Maryland's guards can score like they did against Illinois, like they did in some of their best games, they can stay right in this thing.
Okay, you look at their starting five, okay? You got Condon, a big 6'11 kid, only a sophomore, probably will be on the next level next year playing in the NBA. He's averaging 11 points a game. Clayton Jr. is the guy you got to really worry about, who had those great three-point shots against Connecticut to get him here. He's 17. Richard, I think, is averaging 12 or 13, and the other guy's averaging something like 14. The other guy, the fifth guy, is averaging 6 points a game. All five of our starters are in double figures. They average between Reese and Queen and Gillespie and Rice and Miguel. They average 70 points a game. 70 of the 81 belong to our starters. I think the guards match up extremely well. I think that their big center, the guy that averages 6 points and six rebounds, he's facing Derek Queen, who averages 16 and 9. I think the guy from Florida is going to have his hands full. I just think that for some reason, I don't know why, but I got the feeling that it's going to be Maryland's night if they play the best game that they played all year, and if Florida might be just a little bit off in this game. Because if they play the way they normally play, it's going to be awfully tough to beat them. But any team you're going to play when you get to the Sweet 16 is good enough to knock off anybody else.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the challenge. Play, and you got to play defense, and you got to rebound. We got out rebounded by Colorado State by 10, 49-39 or something like that. It was ridiculous. And if you don't rebound against these guys, then you're in deep trouble.
Totally agree. Wow. We're talking with Johnny Holiday, voice of the Terps. You can hear him and Chris Nockey call the game tonight from San Francisco on the Team 980. Tip off at 7:40. You can give Johnny a follow at Holiday Kid, HOLLIDAY Kid. I also wonder, Johnny, pardon me, after hitting that shot the other night, what does that do to kind of boost a team? I mean, what kind of motivation mojo does that bring, you know?
I don't think I've ever seen these kids this year so happy and so joyful and hugging, and the place went nuts when Queen – and that wasn't an easy shot he hit on the right foot fading away off the glass. And he never called it either, because when you're playing horse, you call the shot. He never called that shot. And I'm looking at how the kids were so excited. Now you get to San Francisco. We flew down here the next morning, and the weather was tremendous. The fans are waiting for you in the hotel, and it's just a relaxed atmosphere that these guys are now going through. And I did a pregame interview, which will be aired tonight, with Jacoby Gillespie. And I said, and Jacoby is such a nice kid, so low-key, and so rich as a sophomore. And he will be even richer next year. And I said, why not us? And that's exactly what he said. He said, yeah, why not us? We got that buzzer beater to go in our favor against Colorado State. He said, that got us off the schneid real quick. And I asked him, I said, did you feel that, are we going to go through this? He said, oh, yeah. He said, but we had 3.7 seconds is plenty of time. I said, not in my world, it's not. I mean, that's a clutch shot you got. Yeah, but we knew we could make it, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I think that why not us, that mantra went for the Commanders all year, too. And when you get people believing and they know that they have guys who make those plays, you never know what could happen. And like you said, they're going to have a very good game against Florida, because Florida's good.
Well, you know, one thing about what Kevin Willard did when he went through the transfer portal, He knew last year, at the beginning of the year and as the season went on, he just didn't have the scorers that he had to have to compete in the Big Ten. You get Jacoby, you get Miguel, and you get Rodney Rice to come in. And all of a sudden, now you've got guys, any one of the starting five can get 20 or more any night out there. Anyone can be the leading scorer. And that's the luxury of having this kind of a starting five playing for you. And I think Shelton Miguel is overlooked by a lot of people. He has more points on this team than anybody in his fifth year playing college basketball. So I think it's made a major difference with the transfer portal. And I also think the transfer portal is killing college basketball too, because you never know who you're going to have. You know, it could be a completely starting five, brand new next year. And the fan base doesn't know who's coming back. The coaches don't know. And that the NCAA's got to do something about it to get things evened out and put some kind of a cap on all this NIL stuff that we're going through. It's totally ridiculous.
It is. Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Wild West, right? And yeah. I think it got here because, frankly, the NCAA was greedy for far too long when it probably could have been figured out another way. Talking with our friend Johnny Holiday on the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Johnny's out in San Francisco live as the Terps get ready to take on the Gators tonight. 7:39 tip. You can listen to it on the Team 980.
Right around the corner from Willie's old house.
That's right. Johnny, are there any Terps fans out there? Like, what's the buzz? I mean, it's so bizarre that the four teams playing in San Francisco, nobody's from, I guess, maybe Texas Tech is east of the Mississippi.
It's still not close.
You don't have a single West Coast team.
A lot of Southern draws out here.
Because you got Arkansas.
A lot of Southern draws. I mean, I'm walking down the hallway and a guy says, good luck tomorrow night. He's not from Maryland. He's not from Virginia.
Right.
There's quite a contingent. You'd be surprised. There was more in Seattle than I see right now here at this hotel in San Francisco. But I think a lot of people probably are coming in today for game day because of the time difference. I mean, you can take a flight out, you know, from back east and be here by 11:30 in the morning.
Sure.
So, but I think tonight you're going to find a nice contingent of Maryland fans. And I just hope they're all behind us. You know, when you have Florida travels extremely well,
sure.
Football and basketball. So that they will probably have, I don't know if they're going to have more than we're going to have, but it'll be a loud place. And we hope that the other fans of the other teams, Arkansas and Texas Tech, will be there and will be behind us. Because these guys feed off stuff like that. Especially at home at Xfinity Center. And they're always talking about how much they love the fans, and it picks them up a little bit and jacks them up a little bit. So we'll see tonight. Hey, they got nothing to lose. They have absolutely nothing to lose. They're playing with house money now. Block out all the other stuff going on and go out and play and see what happens.
I totally agree with you, Johnny. And if you are there and you are rooting for the Razorbacks or you're rooting for the Red Raiders.
The underdog.
Hell yeah, you're rooting for Maryland to beat Florida.
For. Yeah, the underdog gets the cheering.
Those teams want Florida out. So, if Maryland, I do think if Maryland can keep this thing tight to late, I think they've got a real shot. Now, we did see Florida overcome that UConn team, but I think Maryland's path to beating Florida is not – UConn had to muck it up, slow it down. I think the Terps want to keep this at about, like, three-quarter Florida speed. Because Maryland's offense could go, but I think defensively they would like some long possessions. Do you kind of see it the same way?
Yeah, they also, I mean, they can score. They average 85 points a game.
Right.
That just happens to be number three of all the major teams in the country. So we average 81 points a game. That's not too bad. Florida is a terrible, terrible free-throw shooting team. They're 192nd. In the country at 71%. So if the guys get to the foul line, it's a pretty good chance they're going to miss. But that's something that the Terps cannot afford to do and get in foul trouble with a starting five. You better hope that they stay out of foul trouble. They don't have to go to the bench for an extended period of time. Against Colorado State, every starter played 32, 33 minutes or more. And another factor, maybe you get something off the bench. The only points we got against Colorado State was from Jordan Geronimo.
Right.
And everybody, they had, the starters had 70 of the 72 points. Dang. So if the bench can get something going, that'll be a big plus as well.
See, but that's like the thing.
If they can get down to the final couple of minutes and it's a, you know, one possession, two possession game, we've got such good shooters that anything can happen. And I would put my money on these guys.
Even if they
lose the game tonight, and Florida is favored, number one seed, why not? If they lose the game tonight, I still can't say enough good things about these kids. He's got a tremendous bunch of guys. You guys would love interacting with every single one of them. And that's what makes you proud to be associated with them.
Hell yeah.
This is where I think where somebody, like he said, off the bench got to step up. What you got to realize is that those timeouts help them out in these games, but they've been doing this every game.
Sure.
And your body can only take so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. But it's, I tell you one thing, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think everybody loves to pull for the underdog, and we are the underdog. So you're going to have the entire arena pulling for us tonight. And I think that's going to help these guys too.
I know I'll be pulling for them. Johnny, a few more things if you can. I said some stuff off the top of the program today, but in the hours since, I have made a choice. I'm just focused on the basketball game tonight. There's so much other stuff going on, but there's a basketball game in 7 hours that I really hope Maryland wins. Is the atmosphere out there such that these kids can lock in and ignore all the stuff going on?
I think it is.
Okay,
I think it's probably maybe overblown a little bit about affecting the team. The guys want to play basketball. They don't really have anything to do with the outside distractions. And talking with doing our pregame interview with Kevin Willard yesterday, one thing we always do, we sit back and we talk a little bit before the interview or after the interview. And he made it perfectly clear to me, I wasn't about to say, what's your status for next year? I've learned not to go that way. And he said, I'm focusing on this game. He said, these kids deserve nothing but to focus on this game. And there's no comments about what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do. That doesn't do any good at all. He said, I want these kids to enjoy it. I want them to have an experience of their life that they will never forget. And the only way to do that is focus on this game and nothing else until after it's over. Or after the game is over on Saturday, if they get to the Elite Eight, which I think is fine. I think kids want to play basketball, and they know what they read and they hear. They know what's going on. Nothing's going to be kept from them. But I just don't think that. I think they're to a point now. They come this far, and they've got to be saying collectively together, "Hey, we're in a very special place. Let's just keep it going." And I think that's got to be their mindset, and I don't think they're affected by any of this stuff at all.
I couldn't agree more, Johnny, and I want you to have a great call, a great night. We have breaking news from Darren Revelle. University of Maryland's Derek Queen has signed a deal with Dairy Queen. I love that.
I like it.
I mean, you talk about two things that just make sense. And Johnny.
Derek Queen and Derek Queen.
Yeah, man. Johnny, we're at a spot.
The first thing I said to him when I met him, I said, man, you're going to have a deal with Dairy Queen. And I said, I love their blizzards. Now I'm going to get the Derek Blizzard when I go by there.
I will too.
I know what play would be in the background. The play from last week.
I know. He's also going to be a very rich man next year too. Believe me.
He's earned it.
Johnny, we are at Nat's opening day. They just raised the big U.S. flag between the two fire trucks at the center field gate. Hard not to appreciate where we live in this moment. I know you've worked a ton of Nats games, and I hope you enjoy everything tonight and everybody here gets to enjoy a win. Go Terps, man.
Hey, thank you guys very much. And I hope the Nats somehow put everything together and win everything this year. I love being there. with him for 15 years. It was quite a run with me and Ray Knight. We had a great time.
We loved watching you. And, Johnny, we're going to love listening to you tonight, calling a Terps win over the Gators. I feel it in my bones. Thank you, Johnny.
All right. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
The great Johnny Holiday joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Coming up at 1 o'clock, the vibes will change. The Rooster will show up.